It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon. It's time now for Health Matters. Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy in Ulverston is joining us now. Good afternoon. Colin, how are you going?
Good afternoon, Lee. I'm well today, thanks.
We hear a lot about probiotics and how we all need good bacteria in our digestive system for us to stay healthy. Now, are they something that we legitimately need to take on a regular basis, Colin?
Well, yeah, the term biotic means something related to living organisms. So most people understand what's meant by the term antibiotic, which is sort of to actually paralyze or kill an organism, which is usually bacteria that's trying to do us harm. But probiotic actually means, pro means for life. So it still refers to bacteria, but this time it's actually bacteria that we want to grow inside us. So probiotics are actually living microorganisms that when we swallow them, they serve to benefit the health of the person that's actually consuming them. And once they're inside our digestive system, they're natural and they're actually friendly bacteria, actually provide a balance for our digestive system and assist us in things like our immune system and the way our food is actually absorbed. So probiotics are something that we need to live a healthy life.
Now, we do see them on the telly, little critters, some of them bad, some of them good.
Right.
How do we know which ones are the good bacteria and which ones are the bad ones?
Well, it is a bit hard to know, unless someone tells you, but I guess the good bacteria are usually from one of two groups, and one of them is Lactobacillus, which is sometimes known as Acidophilus, or there's another one called Bifidobacterium, which are big, long words, but basically those are the two that you want to look for in your probiotics. Most probiotics are made up of these two, but there are different strains which work for different other things as well, but those are the two main ones for the digestive system.
So what makes them good, though?
Well, I guess we all feel clean, but the truth is that our bodies are riddled with bacteria that we actually need to thrive and survive, and this is called our normal flora because it's constantly residing, in this case, in our digestive system, and so it's also on our skin as well. But the good bacteria are important because they're part of this digestive process and they help to break down food. They assist with the absorption of nutrients, and they also guard us against infestation of the bad and harmful bacteria and other germs that can make us sick.
What happens if we don't have enough good bacteria in or on our body?
Well, if we don't have, without the probiotics and the normal flora, our bodies just simply don't function as well. They don't have the same protection. Generally, there's poor digestion. You probably gain weight. Sometimes it can cause bad breath or flatulence, increase your allergies, sometimes even cause ulcers in your stomach, and also thrush, which a lot of people deal with as well. So probiotics can actually help either prevent or reverse all of these symptoms for quite a lot of people.
Interesting. If you have any questions about good and bad bacteria in or on your body, make sure you stop in and ask Colin and the gang at Full Life Pharmacy in Ulverston, and that is Health Matters on the Home Run.